Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast. Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
And welcome to Nerdgasm Noir. I am Jamie. I'm here with Kia and JP. We are currently two nerds down. But hi, guys.
Hi.
And we are here, as usual, to talk some nerd shit. we're supposed to have a special guest today, but I think he might have forgotten that we were supposed to interview him.
I just showed you that we're not Twitter famous like you are, Jamie.
Right. Whatever. Like not Twitter. You guys, I'm not Twitter famous. I don't know what you're talking about. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Nobody knows who I am. Nobody knows who I am. Gawker said so. And whatever. So, before we get into it, I want to thank you for all the donations you've sent in. And if you want to donate your Twitter account at donateyouraccount.com/nerdgasmnoir, please do. If you want to give us your money, random pockets, by making use of our donate button on nerdgasmnoir.net, you can feel free to do that. We like money. I don't know if you know that, but we love us some money. So please feel free. We also love, you know, people to donate their accounts. So yes, donate accounts and money. So there we go. And you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus, because we love Google Plus too. Also, share the show with your friends, neighbors, enemies, countrymen, whatever. Please give us away. We're easy. We're really, really easy. And you can download our show on iTunes or subscribe to the RSS feed or find us on Stitcher. So, also, if you're new to Stitcher, make sure to put in the promo code Nerdgasm for a chance to win a $100 cash card. So. Oh, and one more thing. You can leave us a voicemail at 312-574-0591. Please, no heavy breathing, because I'll kill you. So that about covers it. Now that I've gotten all that stuff out the way, how are you guys?
I'm good. I'm chillaxing. I can breathe. Oh, wait, I can't breathe. Man, I'm happy I can breathe. This feels good.
It's the simple things that keep us happy here.
I'm not struggling.
what did we do this weekend? I know we all did one thing this weekend. Pardon me.
We all
make it sound like we participated in an orgy or something, Jamie. I don't like the way you said that. It made me feel very uncomfortable. I just want you to know that. We all did something this weekend. Whoa, I'm going to retract that statement.
My bad. What I meant to say was we all shared a particular experience.
See? That sounds very orgy-like.
Okay, fine. What I meant to say was we all partook. Never mind.
Thank you.
No, but the three of us did hang out with a friend of the podcast, Sharif Jackson. Shout out, Sharif. And we had dinner, and it was great. So, yay.
Wow.
And I went to a Jamaican club afterwards. They ain't go with me because they suck.
You didn't invite us, first of all.
I assumed that it was invite.
No. You did not invite us, therefore we did not go.
I thought
you came and said, I'm going out tonight, bitches, later. And then you left the ass.
Okay. Here's how we gonna fix this. Assume, unless otherwise stated, that you are invited. Because I actually like y'all, so. I don't like much.
I could have got my body roll on.
I don't like many people. I asked y'all what y'all was doing. That was a hint.
Well, yeah, that's true. I wound up at the Emporium later in the night for a friend's birthday outing, which is great. I just hate the location. Like, old school arcade games and alcohol are, like, I mean, this is, like, the best idea ever. I just don't think Wicker Park is the place to execute it. And, Yeah.
Wicker Wild. Wanna...
Mayweather fight. That's what I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I went and watched the Mayweather fight.
Was it fun? The fight party?
I mean, the party was, yeah. The fight, not so much. It's Mayweather. He always picks people we know he gonna beat. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting, and which makes me feel bad because I'm sitting there rooting for him to fail, and I don't want to root for him to fail. You know, you want him to win, but it's like when you know he picks people who you know he gonna beat, you just want him to surprise his ass and just, you know, knock his ass out.
Wow.
I want him to have that look like, oh shit, I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean?
I mean, do we have a call-in number now? Cause this phone's ringing and.
yeah, my bad. Yeah. This is, yeah.
Okay. I was confused for a minute. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, damn. You should have just went with it and just did another voice, and then we could have just had fun with calling Nergasm. Like, hello, caller. Who is this?
Right. First of all, like,
You know, when you have to fake your own call-ins, I mean, I think that's...
That's sad.
Look, we're a little bit low-tech here at Nergasm because high-tech costs money. And then when you get tech, you have to figure out how the fuck it's going to... Oops, sorry. Wait, we curse. I'm not on the other show. We have to realize that it takes some time to figure some shit out, especially when it got a lot of buttons and shit. A lot of buttons, a lot of cords.
Yeah, there's that. So, as you can tell, we're kind of going to keep it low key because our
don't always.
This is true.
We gonna keep it super low key today. Hey.
Like this time, like it's gonna be like super chill this time. Not as opposed to like last week when it was just like a little chill, but it's gonna be like. Really chill.
It won't be no chop chop cheerio. We're not gonna. Oh my god, we should British it up. We should just get all our friends.
No, we're not gonna.
Come on.
You know what? I'm not gonna stop you from doing it, but I will not participate.
We should have a British invasion of Nergasm because we know enough. We can do it.
I know. Pip pip, cheerio, and good day. That's it.
I also know that, well, the only thing I know is that I really want to sit on Ian McKellen's lap, so that's about as British as I can.
But never mind. We forget.
I know he is! He just needs one night!
Just
one night.
One night.
I just need one night and a bottle of rum.
Look, you can't turn him. You can try, but you can't. If he couldn't turn Patrick Stewart, you're not gonna turn him.
Can I just say, I am still shocked and surprised that man is not gay. you don't even understand. I knew. There was no way anybody could have told me that he wasn't. I just knew he was. My world has been torn asunder at that revelation.
Like, is he 70 now?
If he isn't, he should be inching towards 70.
And is his wife around 30, 35?
Yeah, she's close to our age.
I'm just like, dude. But then again, he does not look his age at all.
Patrick Stewart can do whatever the hell he wants to do. I mean, me personally, like, if he wants to marry someone half his age, look, you're Patrick fucking Stewart.
All I know is, I'm gonna be honest. If Patrick Stewart would have had me at Professor X, that's all. All he had to do was put on the get up and say, "Will you marry me?" And I'm like, "I'm done. Okay, come on, let's."
Yeah, alrighty, let's do it. Yep. He's 73. Patrick Stewart is 73 years old.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's crazy. That shit's crazy.
Or he could say number two when anything dealing with Star Trek. Or if he did Shakespeare, you know what? Pretty much what I'm getting at is anything that Patrick Stewart does involving his voice would have got
right. If he could just say "Make It So."
Oh yeah. My god! Splooge. Stone. That's a shame, right? That's a shame.
But no, okay. So you guys,
imagine the magic power of Patrick Stewart and Avery Brooks because
Yeah. I don't know if you guys, for any listeners out there, I don't know if you've heard like the Dragon Con episodes of our podcast, but we recapped. Oh, it didn't come out? Well, so you'd have to,
finish editing everything because she's trying to edit through like 3 to 4 hours of content. Or five.
We talked a lot.
We talked, was it 5 or 6? I don't know. We was drunk. So
we were drunk and chatty.
Yeah. So and she's
high off of,
Because I already told her I wasn't editing that. That was no way. I would just, everything would just came out as is. Because I was like, there's no way I'm going to go through ramblings of 10 drunk people in one room. Not.
But yeah, so when those episodes do drop, there's a really great Avery Brooks story that you must hear. And I can tell you, watching Avery Brooks, like, just talk, I had a come to Jesus moment.
I heard that he was smooth as all get out.
Avery Brooks is smooth as fuck. Okay, let's just, Avery Brooks is a cat daddy. Let's just... Like, he's that dude where, you know, like, he's that uncle at the family barbecue that can just pick up broads. Like, he'll steal your girl. Avery Brooks is that uncle that will steal your girl.
Oh, he's the uncle straight up. That when you say you're going to bring either your girlfriends, it's like, now you know you can't leave alone with uncle.
Right. Don't leave alone Uncle Avery. Uncle Avery will snatch your girl. He'll take your drink and your girl. Don't do it. Do not do it. Yeah. So yeah, that's Uncle Avery. But no, so when that episode drops, you will hear a really great tale of Avery Brooks and his wonderful Q&A session at the Dragon Con panel with the rest of the Deep Space Nine crew. Well, about 1/3 of the Deep Space Nine crew. But anyway, what the hell? What's that? Okay, I'm sorry, my Skype is acting up. So, you guys, anybody watch Sleepy Hollow last night?
Oh, wait. Well, before we do that, I just want to give a shout out and thanks to Marcus, who gave us a donation. We really appreciate it.
Oh,
woo! So thank you so much. That will go towards helping for space for the podcast episode. So, woohoo! We don't have to delete anything. Yay! Okay.
Yay!
Also, I'm assuming people have heard about the Black Reblog Awards. Vote, the first round of voting is open. I think it's open until the 27th. And we are nominated for Best Group Blog and Best Podcast. So if you can go over to blackweblogawards.com, is that right? I think that's right. That sounds okay. And vote for us.
We'll find out.
Right, for Best Group Blog and Best Podcast. We so much appreciate it. So
vote for us or I'll come to your house and kill your phone. I'm sorry, did I say that aloud? Yeah, I meant to say was, I'll kill your phone.
The phone she's gone through, she means it, people.
I'll kill your phone!
She'll kill everybody's cell phone in a heartbeat.
Hey, how you gonna just try to sneak in, try to wreck shop?
Right!
But she right, though. Right, though.
Whatever.
Just like I just did.
So everybody, Deanna, everybody.
They know me.
They know who I am.
I just wanted to make sure. But yes, please vote for us. Please vote for us or I'll kill your phone. I'll kill your phone.
I don't want to have to create another Twitter account for all the phones that she murders. I'm still not sure exactly what I'm going to do with this one. I feel like this one's going to get I don't know whether I should make this one jealous of the new phone or should it get reincarnated into the new phone.
Maybe what you can do is make it jealous first and then it gets absorbed by the new phone.
Ooh, yeah. Plot twist.
Maybe, the phone has multiple personality disorder or something, or dissociative identity disorder.
Maybe.
Where it thinks it's an iPhone. I don't know.
Why don't you have now an iPhone? What the fuck?
No, I don't have an iPhone.
The fact that she's helping us shows
how... Right, I really don't know why I'm helping you troll me. I really don't know why I'm giving you ideas to troll me, but, you know, it's cool.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay, sorry. We get off topic. But anyway, friends of the show have been nominated for the Black Weblog Award, so congratulations to the Spawn Point blog.
Woo!
Mocha Autism Network for Best Health Awareness.
Woo!
Best Micro Blog for Tatiana King. Best New Blog, Black Girl Nerds, and loveatfirstbite.com. My podcast partner on Operation Cubicle for Best Science and Technology Blog, Sharif Jackson.
Black Shower.
Yes. Best Sports Blog, Pound for Pound Boxing Report. Woo! And apparently it is going to be a freaking fight, like for Best Podcast, because we got nominated. Operation Cubicle got nominated.
See, you got your own bases covered. That's
right.
That's,
I like how JP's going to win regardless.
Now in Session with Monica and Bruce got nominated. And,
oh, that's right.
And Black Girl Nerds. So all our friends is in Best Podcast. I don't know how.
Right. We wish.
I've decided that I want us to win because duh. But if anybody else wins, I'm still going to be on Twitter bragging anyway. So,
yeah.
But I want us to win as a Nerdgasm Noir, because if Operation Cubicle wins and JP's in here bragging while the rest of us are sad and shit, I'm going to be upset.
But it's a group effort. You know what? Because like Operation Cubicle is like a sibling. It's our sibling podcast. So if we win, y'all win.
Nice try.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? I try to be nice to y'all. Try to be loving and caring. And this is shit I get.
Whatever, lady.
This is shit I have to deal with.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, bitch.
Five. Five. Loser, see you in the final round. See you in the final round. Now I have to go in.
Oh, what?
Everybody.
With myself. And
you know what? I would rather lose everything than have JP gloat over me. So everybody vote for Now in Session with Monica and Bruce.
If you can take this argument that you're about to have with yourself, that'd be even better. Like, I think.
Oh my God, can we YouTube it? Can we?
Yeah,
YouTube?
Please. Like, just go at it with yourself. Like, make it like the T.I. album.
Okay.
That could be the first. That could be the first Nerdgasm YouTube video.
Oh yeah, because. Aren't we going
to
be doing it?
I'm going to probably vlog
some.
The
YouTube video being the funeral for Jamie's previous phone.
Hey, let's.
Oh my God. I wish you would have thought of that at DragonCon.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yourself.
Oh my God. Why didn't we think of that at DragonCon? Because we could have done. I had my camera.
I'm sure she had a dead phone around there somewhere.
We could have went around the pool. I could have made a boat, lit it on fire.
We should have had a eulogy for the phone.
You know what?
Man!
I know. We could have. Damn it. If only we thought of that then.
I'm going to need everybody who went to Dragon Con to save their money, because we're going to Chicago to have a funeral for Jamie's lost phones.
Wow.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? All
that made us laugh. I'm really mad. You guys are fucking, I swear to God.
You love us.
And I'll take with me the memory. Be in the sunshine.
The megabytes.
It's
so hard
to say goodbye
to yesterday. Oh my God, wait, I think I still have audio of us singing the various songs. I still gotta put up the Dragon Con episodes. But
we were just talking about that, because we were talking about how Avery Brooks is that uncle at the barbecue that will sing your girl.
I'm about to put up the audio of us making up songs and
about my phone. Well,
in remembrance to your cell phone.
Yeah, I'm not really here for that. So,
oh, you will be when I post it. I'm posting it. Bye.
Post.
Let us move on.
Post it.
Did any of you guys see Sleepy Hollow last night?
No, I didn't get.
Yes.
Kia, you did?
Yep.
What'd you think? Oh God. That pregnant pause.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I said, right now, currently, there's nothing wrong with it. It just seems the first episode was, what's the word? Rushed.
Okay.
Like she's leaving to go to wherever she's going, supposedly, you know, next week.
Right, she was supposed to go to Quantum Cove, and now she's not going to Quantum
Cove. Right, and in the span of literally one day, she's changed her entire life goal for a guy who claims to be from the past to fight a headless horseman.
Yeah.
That you and your sister dreamt about when you were little, because now you see demons. And your first thought is, yeah, I'm going to stay here with the demons and the headless horseman.
Yeah, I wouldn't. My first thought would be, I'm going to get the hell out of here because there are demons and also a headless horseman.
I
would
have moved up my travel plans.
Right. That's why I'm like, your thought is to stay? I'm like, this just seems a little backwards.
Can I leave right now? Is right now an option? Because I want to go right now.
Now, it'll be something that if she tried to leave, the demons won't let her leave.
Right. That would have been a plot point. You know, I'm trying to, you know, but destiny won't let me leave or some bullshit like that. Okay, fine.
Like, when she tried to get her plane ticket, the flight's canceled or some bull crap like that. She tried to get a bus ticket, the bus breaks down. You know, that type of shit.
Like, you know, fate intervenes. Yeah, that I can understand. But you just up and decide to stay with crazy person.
Because our
fates are forever intertwined, at least for the next 7 years. Okay, well, thank you for the time frame. Appreciate it.
Well, are you busy? You got something to do? Because I'm going to take all your time now. Okay. But no, my thing was, okay, in a way I can kind of understand why she would, you know, change her life plans for this handsome stranger who admittedly looks a little dirty, but has a lot of potential.
Okay, wait, no, this dirty, crazy, wait a minute, this man is dirty and crazy saying he's from the past.
He did literally just crawl out the grave, so.
Right, there's that.
Nope. You're too scary, sir. You're not about to crawl out of a grave and be like, hey, what's up? No.
Hey, girl. Hey. No. Our fates are intertwined, girl. Come
like,
on.
Okay, you know what? It would make sense that, like, because she said she dreamt about this when she was little. It would make sense if there was someone around her that kept saying, you know, those dreams means that's your destiny. If your destiny comes calling, you don't... That would make sense why all of a sudden she would change her plans. You know, I guess they didn't set that up very well, if that's the case.
You guys also, Ichabod thought she was a slave.
I mean, we all saw that coming.
I didn't see that part. I tuned in kind of 10, 15 minutes late because I was watching, well, we'll discuss that later. But I might have been watching Dancing with the Stars. I don't want to talk about it.
No.
It's a dark period in my life.
No.
Are we doing that now? Is Dancing with the Stars?
Did you see Amber Riley?
Yeah, that's what I was tuning in for. And
God. It's not Singing with the Stars, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God. But she did, I saw the cha cha. Oh, she was booty. She was working.
When I tell you this chick is flawless on the dance floor, she is fucking flawless.
She was gorgeous.
God damn it.
She was gorgeous. I'm just saying.
Like, everything was moving perfectly. I was just like, work, bitch, work.
Man, okay. Like, at the end of the cha-cha, when he kind of dips her and she had that perfect line, that straight.
Right, that perfect angle?
Yeah. I was like, oh, snap. Big girls do it well. Girls do it well.
Yes.
Girl, she was burning that cha-cha down.
So that's kind of why I was late to Sleepy Hollow, but like, what happened in that scene? Can you guys recap it for me?
The scene was really just, he saw her and he was like, oh, I see your people have been emancipated. She's like, what? he's like, oh no, don't get me wrong. I was against your people's enslavement since the beginning. So don't think I co-signed that at all. And she's like, what? Hey, I have a gun. I have a gun and I will shoot you.
See, I don't know.
Wait
for
a
me,
minute. Like, that mm-hmm. just pick up line. Well, I see your people been emancipated, girl.
Hey, girl. I was down with y'all from the beginning.
You are now legally allowed to get married, girl.
Legally allowed to get down, and I don't have to hide my bastard child. Hey.
My children as one of our. I can claim my children as my own, girl.
Hey,
I can put
them in my will and not just their freedom.
I don't have to rape you. It could be consent, baby. It could be consent.
Yeah, girl.
Okay, that was so dark. I'm sorry.
That's not sexy. I was a little shook right there.
Yeah, I went
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna.
But no, I don't know. I think for me, like the more like it would have been a little more interesting if Ichabod hadn't been all yay brown people.
Right.
He had just kind of been like, but he has to pursue this particular relationship because it, you know, it's the key to answering all of his questions. So, you know, they're sort of like forced together, not some, right, you know.
But how do we know she's the key already? I guess that's what my issue is. It's episode one.
I don't know.
He's already said our fates are intertwined.
Oh, intertwined, yeah.
Right. I'm like, really, dude? Nah.
The problem, I think the problem with it is because it's a, the pilot episode. So with pilot episodes, they feel like they have to give you all the information right now that they did mm-hmm. that. They did that. They made the they did that, and now it's just like, okay, well, that was cool and all, but what's going to happen the rest of the season?
Right. And plus, the only two people I cared about already dead. I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah. I felt some kind of way about John Cho dying so quickly.
Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, did I spoil it for you?
Thanks, Jamie. Boom!
I was going to watch it purely for John Cho. I mean, Nicole Beharie is really hot. I'm not going to lie.
Right, and she's a pretty solid actress. Like, she does, you know, she does what she can here. And the story is compelling. Also, you know, I hope as the show progresses that we not only learn the secrets of Sleepy Hollow, but how Orlando Jones managed to, like, get 3 shades lighter in a matter of 10 years. But
it's called Hollywood.
I believe that's actually called Ambi.
you can't tell me Orlando Joseph we choose to answer, but that's okay. I still love you, Orlando. I know the truth. Anyway, so
poor Orlando Jones's career. It's not like he's a bad actor. It's no. just his choices in movies weren't that.
No, great. They weren't. Yeah, I mean, but it's, you know, Hollywood is hard enough, but when you're a black actor, you know, it's really, really tough, and so you have to take, you know, movies like. What movies?
The Time Machine.
Oh, yeah. That. Never saw it.
I saw it a lot.
Really? On purpose?
It wasn't, because it's like The Time Machine. Like, it wasn't really that. It wasn't bad. It was just The Time Machine. The Time Machine is a great story or whatever, but it's also kind of boring. I don't understand how they thought that they were going to make that amazing. Like, if it's past 1860 when it was written, then you're going to be bored to tears because I live in the future and that's not what's going on.
Interesting.
And I don't think it was written in 1860, but I'm just throwing out a number. Was it written in 1860? Shit, now I got to look it up because it's going to bother me. Continue.
Wow.
But no, I don't know. I guess, you know, you have to get what you have to take what you can. I mean, it's not like, you know, he's starting Joanna Mann or anything, Vivica Fox. So, you know, he's got, you know, at least he can, you know, look at himself in the mirror. But yeah, I'm kind of I'm amped by the fact that Nicole Beharie is getting work, and that she's not just the sassy sidekick to Ichabod. She's going to be a fully fleshed out character. That's encouraging. And, you know, wow, Sleepy Hollow has a lot of brown people.
I know, that are still alive.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, okay, all right, well, don't do me like Lena Dunham did and, like, show me a brown person and snatch them away. So hopefully they won't do that.
We talk about that later, too? Also, yeah, it's 1895 when The Time Machine was written. Now it doesn't bother me anymore.
We are so disgusting, Lena Dunham. Oh, what, really? 1895?
Yep, that was when The Time Machine was written. That's also how old Lena Dunham looks.
Boom!
Sorry, I'm rude.
That's what they call a burn. I love it. Sorry. I can love it.
Anyway, moving on. Don't pay attention to me. I'm rude.
That was shade. That was flawless. Okay. But yeah, so there was that. Anybody else? I know Kia wanted to discuss some manga.
Yes, Naruto and Bleach. I finally caught up. Woo-hoo! It only took me all year.
So Naruto is on issue number 8063, right? Because it just seems to go on forever.
No, it is not on issue 9000 or whatever span of numbers they picked.
1895?
1895. You know what? This is why I don't do nothing with y'all. God damn it.
You love us.
Whatever.
You love us.
60.
You
love us. So far, it's on volume 66. Okay? Volume 66. I'm just saying.
Oh, I guess that's not bad for a manga.
Jesus.
No, not at all.
Jesus. Hey, at least it's not like One Piece, which I swear to God, I just not going to even bother. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it to myself. It's not going to happen. So.
Yeah, I can't get into One Piece. I can't. The artwork just makes me not care.
Look, when someone's like, oh, you should watch the anime if you don't want to read all the manga, I was like, what episode is on now? Now, this is years back, and he said almost 300. I was like, no. I would have to watch 300 episodes to catch up to where you are now? No. So if that was like maybe a couple years ago, so... Is it like on episode 1054 now? What? I don't understand. How?
I don't know, but One Piece, the look of it, it's too cartoony. It's just too cartoony. I don't like it. My sister loves it. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I can't get into it because, I mean, I know it's kind of going back to like a little bit of, like you were saying, cartoony style, especially... kind of mix of cartoony style with that 80s kind of old flair to it. And I'm like, look, we're not in the 80s no more. I don't want to.
I don't want to relive this life.
Yeah, but okay. Anyway, Naruto. So, I don't even know where to fucking start.
We can start at Naruto's powers, for instance. Suddenly he has become a god on the field.
Because he finally stopped doing stupid shit.
He keeps doing the stupid shit. He just makes his stupid shit work somehow. And he can just do whatever the fuck he wants, whenever he wants to. He has any more power? Okay, let me get more power.
He has stupid no jutsu.
I need to punch through the earth? Okay, let me punch through the earth. The fuck?
Because every time he thinks of an idea, someone tells him, that doesn't sound like it's going to work. But then it works! And then, like, dude, just look at him like, you know what, fuck it. It's, you know what, go ahead, Naruto. Do what you gotta do. Go ahead. I'll just back you up. Because people just gave up. They're just like, whatever. That doesn't sound like it's gonna work, but hey, go ahead. I just like the fact that Naruto finally is one with the Kurama.
The Nine-Tails.
Yeah, the Nine-Tails Fox. So, yeah. And Naruto pretty much... I think the Nine-Tails Fox is like, you know what? You are one crazy motherfucker. I'm just gonna be cool with you because you are out there somewhere. And I give up because you broke me down. He pretty much broke him down by being nice to him. He didn't understand. Nine-Tails did not understand. Like, are you trying to be my friend? You realize
right.
I'm like evil, like raging, rampaging power. You realize that, right? Oh, you know, not everybody's perfect. Seriously, dude. I'm raging power. Oh, no one's perfect. You know what? Fine. Let's be friends. Cause this, I can't fight this. How can you fight niceness? It was just
right.
And
plus, we got every ninja who's ever existed throughout the history of the manga is now on the battlefield.
Okay, I have questions. So, okay. All the previous, you know, famous ninjas of the world came back. I want to know why our ninjas are such punks now. Because I looked at the people...
Who are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, all the Kages are badass.
Kages?
Yeah, Kages are badass.
Yes.
All of them.
The top four?
All of them. All of them.
Okay.
Because they had.
Okay, so who are you talking about?
They had the one from Sand. They had all the ones from The Leaf.
Uh huh.
But
so who are you talking about then?
What do you mean who I'm talking about?
You said who you didn't. You said they're such punk asses. Who are you talking about then?
Everybody else. They're
not. Because they're nobody. They're no name ninjas in a war.
I'm just like, are you freaking serious? I'm sorry, but even the name ones, you're like, oh, come on, come on. Did y'all not learn anything from your predecessors? Did y'all not? How did these people who came before you had so much power that they come back as dead people and whooping all your ass? Just whooping it without, and they're trying to stop themselves from whooping your ass. That's the sad part. They was trying to stop themselves from whooping your ass. And they, oh my God. Every time I was turning the page, I'm like, no. Oh, he's about to, oh, that had to hurt. That got to hurt.
Well, because every ninja can't be awesome, first of all.
That's,
yeah. Every ninja can't, which is proof of Naruto in the beginning. Remember, in the beginning, he was horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Horrible. And now he's fucking God, which I don't even understand. Because like I said, it was like literally 10 chapters ago, he couldn't do shit. And now he can do whatever the fuck he wants. And Sasuke showed up looking all boo-boo in the face.
Right. Like, when did this happen?
Right.
While you was running around being all emo about your brother. Shoot.
Exactly.
And Itachi was trying to save you from the pain of what he had to go through. And you go and do the same shit that he was trying to get you not to do.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yep. And then now Sasuke and Naruto are kind of...
Right. I don't know what's happening. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on.
And Sakura, that's why she was pissing me off for a while. And then she finally, what's the power called? The same power that's Tsunade?
The one where she stores up the chakra in her forehead?
Yeah, like Tsunade.
Mm-hmm.
So she finally came out with that. I was like, finally she's doing something. But then I'm like, it's about time. Because they were straight. I felt like they were just making her be the weak one all the time. I'm like,
because the story wasn't really about her. The story was about protecting her. So of course, if your story is about protecting her, she can't really be the badass if she needs constant protection.
Right, but see, here's the thing. You make her be one of these people who has perfect chakra control, but yet she can't control enough to save her own ass at least sometimes. Like, really? Really? We gonna do that?
Because like, then we wouldn't have
like
longing Sasuke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, then we wouldn't have those moments where she's looking all Sasuke all lovingly like, oh, he saved me.
God. I'm so sick of that. Because I'm like, she can use her chakra control to make her punches stronger, but yet you have her in these situations that all of a sudden she forgets that she can do that.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, I'm done with that. Y'all, I need y'all to stop doing that bullcrap because it's pissing me off. So apparently Team 7's back together. Y'all just kick up poor Sai.
I know, right? He can be like, I'm part of team also, and then he got blown up. You're like, oh, poor Sai.
Poor Sai.
Oh. No, you're not. Not really. Sorry. Yeah, get out of here.
And I felt a little bit bad for Kakashi, a little bit, because of the whole situation with his friend who he thought was dead.
But come on. Apparently everybody who we fucking thought was dead ain't. It's like Orochimaru is back. His boy is back. I wouldn't be surprised if the old girl who he was protecting, who he killed, surprisingly magically comes back.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nobody seems to die in this damn book except for the ones we care about. Neji, I bet you his ass stays fucking.
Oh my God, I was so pissed. I was so pissed. You have no idea. Because I was reading this on my tablet. The minute I saw the scene where he died, I dropped my tablet. I'm like, I'm gonna need a day.
I need a day.
I was like, not him. Oh no, please, not him. Oh fuck, they're gonna kill him. No.
Yep.
So.
And they killed him right after Naruto said, "I'm not letting you kill no fucking buddy else." He's like, really? Okay.
Challenge accepted. See,
right,
how could you say that to someone who is a Why would you say that to someone who's been kicking your ass throughout this whole series? Why would you?
Which is why I said, like, literally 10 pages ago, you couldn't do shit about it. But now suddenly you can do whatever the fuck you want. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, okay, so you're fighting against a famous ninja who pretty much is one of the founding people of the whole ninja society. And you said, I'm not going to let anybody else die. And you think he's not going to say challenge accepted?
Right.
Like, really, dude?
That's exactly what happened. He said, oh, okay. Let's see how long this lasts. Boop. Shoot you in the face.
And yeah, and I knew, like, when, was it Obito?
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know people's names.
Okay, Obito is the one who was going to be the, who was going...
Kakashi's friend?
Yeah, who's Kakashi's.
Okay.
And he was going to control the Ten Tails or whatever they call
it. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I already knew that somehow he was going to get double-crossed by Madara. So
right.
I knew that shit was going to happen. I was like, yeah, that's not going to last long.
Right.
So, because he pretty much forced dude to resurrect him. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, did you not see that coming? This dude taught you everything he knows. Do you not think that he will find ways to undercut everything he taught you?
Right. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, so.
Well, all he cares about is getting his girlfriend back who don't even like him. Basically, he's
in the same. Don't even like him. She died to get away from you, son. Like, leave her be.
He's in the same situation as Naruto and Sasuke. He likes the girl likes the other guy, but you'll still do whatever you can to protect the girl because you're in love with the girl, even though the girl can't give you two fucking thoughts. It's like, I'm so tired.
But think about it, Rin thought of him as a friend. She liked Kakashi.
Which is the same thing with Sakura and Naruto and Sasuke.
Because she likes Sasuke and Naruto like Sakura.
And Sasuke don't like either one of them motherfuckers. So, yeah. So, I just can't wait. Because the book is ending, right? So, I'm really just waiting for the end so the story can conclude.
Yeah, I want to know how this is going to end. Because now you have Naruto, you have Sasuke, who both now want to be
Hokage, right?
The next chief.
Hokage. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen is Naruto's going to get with Hinata. Sasuke's
he better get with Hinata.
Hinata has put so many years
into
Sasuke is going to get with Sakura, and I wouldn't be surprised if Sasuke ends up becoming Hokage.
Oh, why? I don't want him to be, because...
And plus, we just found out that old girl with all the bite marks all over her body is Naruto's cousin.
You know what? Because, you know...
She has the same last name.
Okay, so I was a little bit... Okay, see, apparently they must have put some new pages since I last... read it.
Her last name is Uzumaki.
Yeah.
Isn't that Naruto's thing? Right, yeah.
So that's why I was like, every time I saw it, I'm like, is she related or is she from the same clan? Because she had the red hair like Naruto's mother.
Exactly. So I'm just waiting for them to reveal that little tidbit.
Right, they gotta be from the same clan somehow. So.
Yep.
He really messed up if she was the mother's younger sister.
Right, and then she's going to try to kill Sakura because Sakura's in love with Sasuke, and she's crazy.
So. Obviously.
She's crazy.
So, yeah. So, I'm just waiting for it to end so that can happen.
I just want to see her try to kill everyone, pretty much.
Basically. All right, can we talk about Bleach?
Yes, we could talk about Bleach and how I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I was gonna say the same thing. What the hell is happening?
Okay.
Oh, so, my God.
Okay, so one thing that I was suspicious about ever since Bleach started was that his mother had to be some kind of Quincy, and I was motherfucking right because I'm like,
yep.
Because after we found out his father used to be a Shimanagi, I can't talk today, sorry, Shinami, I'm like, you know what? Be fucked up, his mother was a Quincy. And of course, that's what the storyline ended up being.
Right. I mean, we knew it had to be the case. She disappeared, wasn't nothing happening. Everybody's like, there's this big secret about Ichigo. We're like, yeah, we know what it is.
Right. I'm like, and you know, because they started out with the father. I'm like, you know what? I don't think that's the end of the big secret. I don't think
just... Right.
Right. So we found out that his mother was a Quincy and she was attacked by
Hollow.
Yeah, a Hollow that what's his name?
I don't know, infected her.
No, he created the Hollow doing his damn experiments. What is his goddamn...
Eisen.
Thank you. That Eisen created and first...
First successful one, too, at that. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, so...
Of all the odds.
She got affected by the Hollow, so she was going to turn into a Hollow herself. So what happened is Ichigo's father became her anchor because... the theory was if a person is, you need something that is the opposite of a Hollow plus a Quincy, which was a Shinami. So he had to be her anchor to keep her from going full Hollow. So apparently now the King of Quincy's came back to do a war against, I can't remember names of shit now.
I don't know what they're called.
Society. So the King of all the Quincy's decided to wage a war against Society. And we find out that in order to his how he regained his power was that he absorbed or killed Quincy.
All the half.
Yeah.
Right, all
that. From his, well, not the half. That was one of them.
Yeah.
No, it was three phases.
Oh, okay.
One was half Quincy's, one were, you know, Quincy's with certain type of pat or whatever. And it happens in increments of 7 years or something like that. So on the 7 year,
it was like 90 years and then 9 years and then day and 9 hours or something like that.
Not
something crazy.
Yeah, when Ichigo's mother died, that was on one of the, the 7 years he will gain his power. And before that, before the 7 year one, Ishina, is that his name?
Ishida.
Thank you. Ishida, his mother died during,
when he absorbed all the hats.
Yeah.
No, not during childbirth. He absorbed all the half Quincy.
No, she died during childbirth. That's when he absorbed her.
Nah, that's not the same thing I read.
Cause it was like that's when she was when she was in labor with you. That's when he took all the half Quincy's. She was a half Quincy.
I must have missed that page because I didn't see that. But okay, point is he took all the half Quincy's except Ishida, and he's now making him his second in command. To take over after him when he does whatever it is he about to do.
Right, but he did it in phases. So he already...
Right.
Because that's why it was amazing that when he was born, he didn't take him also.
It's not that he didn't take him. He couldn't take him. That's why he made him his second in command, because he was the only one to survive the process.
Right. Because remember, Ichigo's mother was a full currency. He didn't take them till 7 years later.
I must have missed these chapters. I don't remember any of this. I don't remember him taking any full Quincy's at all.
Cause it was like some kind of nursery rhyme. It said in something something years he'll take these type of Quincy. In such years he take these. I have to find a page, but they kept saying
it was like in 900 years the king will awake. 90 years from that he gains his power back. You know, 9 days from then he, you know, takes the Quincy's order. I don't know what the fuck ever or some shit like that. And then 9 days after that, he takes over the world or some shit like that.
Right.
Right. But I don't remember it saying anything about him taking full blood Quincy's.
But see, she was mixed.
Okay. See, here's why I said I read something different from you. Cause what I read was Ichigo's mom went to try and go kill Ichigo's mom because he had taken her over. The king had taken her over when he was taking the half blood Quincy's.
I didn't read that.
Right. I don't remember reading anything about her being taken during childbirth because I was like, nah, he sent her to go kill Ichigo's mom for whatever reason. And that's when she died. Not because he killed her, but because, like you say, in the phases, he did take the half Quincy and then take the full blood Quincy. That's when they both died.
They kept mentioning how his mother died giving birth to, but died, was being taken while giving birth to him. So I don't know.
I must be reading the translation then, because I didn't see anything like that.
Yeah, so, and then that, and then, like, years later, when it was, she was the power, I guess Ichigo mother was, she met the criteria for his, for him to take his power back part, and that's when she died or something. I don't know. Whatever. That's, you know what, who cares?
Point is, the king is taking everybody's shit. The maid is second in command. He about to be king to fuck up everybody to make them pissed. They all done went to war in Soul Society. These Quincy's then showed up magically out the fucking shadows to take shit over. Ichigo's sword got broke. Had to get reforged. And now he's got a super mega
adult. That's when we found out he has Quincy blood. And that his Zaputo was not really his Zaputo. It was the king, the blood, because the blood of the king is in all Quincy. So it was just that part of his blood that was trying to keep him from being Shinami.
Right.
Ain't that some fucked up shit?
And plus, the king of Soul Society is finally awakened, so shit's about to go down, I hope. Because as I said, all this stuff looks like it's about to end.
Yeah.
Everything seems like it's wrapping up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Ichigo's new swords look badass, though. Can I just say that?
Yeah, it does. That's a badass looking sword. He got double swords, though. Double.
Yep.
Double.
Yep. Yep.
He's two-handed, and they said two-handed Zaputos are rare. So, hey.
So I can't wait to see what his new, his real sword, Bankai, I guess, actually does, right?
So that was interesting.
A lot's happening.
Yeah. I actually might want to see if they, when they do the anime episodes for this, because
because fights is a little difficult.
Yeah, the fight with the captain and the king of the Quincy's, I want to see that in anime.
You know what? I want to see the fight with what's his name? Dude with the crazy sword who can't do a bankai, but he's like,
hell yeah! Oh, that one. That one.
And the girl can heal, because apparently she's a fucking badass too. I'm like, oh.
The fact that she's been holding back all this time because she said she got bored with fighting with oh my god.
And now she's dead. I'm like, no. And plus, why is everybody dying in Bleach? What the hell?
Everybody's going down. I don't understand. Everybody's gone. Damn near everybody's gone. I don't understand.
His brother almost died. I was waiting for that. I was like, oh, that's happening.
That's happening.
That's happening.
Yep.
But they saved him, so he's not going to die. Boo.
Hey, boo.
You suck.
Because I like it when a writer makes main characters die. That means you care. Stop trying to save. You want to kill all the secondary people, but the main people you don't want to kill off?
Wait, who are you talking about?
Rukia's brother.
Hell, no, I don't want him to die.
I don't want him to die either, but my point is he's a main character. How many main characters in Bleach have died?
I consider Captain a fucking main character because I freaking didn't want his ass to die.
What captain?
The captain.
What captain died? Oh, he wasn't no main character. He comes out once every 50 books. What the fuck happened?
I don't care. I don't care. He should not have died.
And
the Vice Captain Commander should not have died. I'm so sick of them doing awesome ass shit that we've been waiting for freaking 50 chapters to see, and then they die. Are you serious? Are you serious? I've been waiting all this time to see his freaking Bankai, and he dies. Are you? You know what?
Yep. And he dies with a fake. That was so. Wow.
So you have no idea how pissed I was. I was because we have never seen the Captain Commander's Bankai. We haven't even seen the Vice Captain Commander's Bankai. And the minute they put out their Bankais, that's when they die? Are you kidding me?
Because their Bankai got stolen. That was awesome. That was so awesome.
Pissed. I was livid. You have no idea. I wanted to flip over the table. When I found out that was a fake, I was like, I'm going to flip over the table. I'm just going to flip all this shit over. Flipped over Leo's toys, too. Like, fuck your toys, cat.
Wow. What'd the cat do? Damn.
You ain't did nothing to deserve this.
I was just like, yeah. So this for me, the story in Bleach has really gotten good. So I like it when they're willing to, you know, kill off a main character to progress the story. I appreciate that. I do.
Whatever.
I have a special place in my heart.
God damn it. Fuck that. Fuck this shit.
And when what's his name? The ice dragon dude. When his bankai got stolen.
So pissed.
And he's still fighting, but he's still badass, even though he ain't got his bankai. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that has to make you feel bad if you just a regular soldier in the army and a dude who lost his bankai is still whooping you. You know what? I'd be like, I quit. Ozzy, I'm not up to par. I am not up to par.
At all. You might as well kill yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't kill themselves because then they just come back to Soul Society.
That's true. So
it's really like,
you know, that'd be kind of a waste of time. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the conclusion of both Bleach and Naruto, and I just wish my Berserk would return.
Oh, it hasn't returned yet?
No, it hasn't. But now, if Bleach and Naruto are wrapping up, I don't know what I'm going to be reading.
I have no idea either, because you know what? I don't know if I want to try to do D. Gray Man again. I don't know if that started again or did that end.
Oh, I have no idea. I really can't tell you.
Because I did like D. Gray Man. And it was one manga about vampires. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Can't remember. But apparently, like, the elite vampires, the noble vampires in this clan, what they usually do is, pretty much incest. So the brother and sister of the vampire clan end up being wed to each other.
Oh, wow.
Are their names Eric and Wetzer? Just a question. I just wanted to make sure before we continue down with this.
No. And it was one, I think, I don't know if it's a manga, but I know it's an anime. But it's about the descendant of Sherlock Holmes going against the descendant of Lupin the Third. But they end up being both girls in the same school and they hate each other.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And I'm going to watch that anime one of these days, if I can remember the name of it. I'm sure a search will help me out in Google. So I think it's Rose the Red Gun or something like that. That seems right. I know it has something with gun in it. But I'm going to watch that because I like the fact that they decided to make the two descendants of famous detective and a famous thief be girls. So.
Right.
I'm down with it.
Yep.
That's it for my anime talk. I got nothing else.
Yeah.
Except I still haven't finished Death Note.
What? You know what? Why?
I know.
Why?
Leave me alone.
Death Note is awesome.
Leave me alone.
Awesome.
Because I was watching it and I stopped watching it and it's been like years and I haven't restarted it because I'd have to restart it. So shut up.
I haven't restarted it because I'd have to restart it. So shut up. That sounds logical. I agree with that.
Boo.
I'm down with that logic.
Boo.
Yep. Boo. I don't see a problem with it.
I'm still booing you.
Milan.
Boo. I'm waiting for them to hurry up and finish the freaking hell scene. They are so close. I just need one more. Just one more anime. Just one more. You're almost to 10. Wait, did they say 13 episodes though? Fuck. So tired of this. I just want to finish Hellsing. That's all. That is all. So.
Too bad.
Yeah. Shoot, now I'm not going to be able to get this out of my head. What is that freaking anime? Where the incest brother and sister.
Is it like with, well, it's not exactly like me earlier in what year the time machine was written. Because
incest vampires and see what comes up.
Don't know.
Please do it.
I'll ruin it. Manga.
You'll regret it forever.
Incest vampires. No, I won't because I have safe search. Vampire Knight. Boom. Found it.
See? Look at that. Just that quick. See?
And I did Google not see accidental porn. So ha.
Bam.
You turned on safe search at home?
No, I lied.
Oh.
Wow. What?
Why do you feel the need to lie to us?
Right. What?
I don't
Why don't you love us?
It felt funny at the time. I thought it was hilarious that I would have safe search on. But then I thought, no, yeah.
I think that's why I was so confused. I didn't want to be rude and be like that. I didn't want to be rude, but that is kind of weird that you would have safe search on.
Right. So I thought it would be funny, but then y'all took it seriously. So I was like, oh,
I did.
See?
Whoops.
I thought you really. I was like, Jen is so concerned about her computer.
Not really. She's a perv.
Pervert.
Whatever. I'm looking up Mega Sherlock Holmes. Descended.
Oh, really quick while you're looking that
Ida
up.
Notaria.
So apparently.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I was gonna say apparently Lena Dunham decided that she's finally gonna have black people on her show, you guys.
See?
Wow. That makes me want to watch it right now. Okay.
I know, right? I can't wait to watch her show.
We fell for this last year.
Is she going to have black people or is she going to have black person?
She's going to have black person.
Okay. See,
one black person equals 10 black people to her.
Wow. See, my thing is, my thing. First and foremost, she's admittedly said that she doesn't know any black people in New York.
Right.
I'm not black people to her, and I don't even live in New York.
That's what I said. I know plenty of black people in New York. I live in California. How is she surviving? How is she living?
Like, I went to New York for exactly 1 week and I could have thrown egg.
So my thing is, so this woman admittedly doesn't give a shit about black women, right? She's now going to write black woman, the one black female. That's pretty much her representation of all of us. And I'm not because the girl that they hired, they said it's the girl who played Tasty on Orange is the New Black. And I like her. I want her to get work, but I want her to get work where she's respected as a person.
What, you're saying, Lena, that I won't respect her as a person? I'm sorry, I couldn't even.
You couldn't even contest that. Don't even lie. It's going to be a hot mess. Just a hot mess.
Does anybody on our program even watch Girls? I just want to ask that question.
Melissa does.
I hate watch it.
And Melissa's not here to defend it.
No, Melissa does.
Right, no, I watch it. I hate watch it.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'm a masochist. You know this.
I don't understand why you refuse. The haves and have-nots in
it. That's true. If you're going to watch Girls, you might as well watch haves and have-nots.
Because even masochists have their limits.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You should see when, when Jamie has her phone whip her, so,
Oh, wow. And we're back on the
Because it's funny, because you have a love-hate relationship with your phone's health.
You know what? That's why I'm cool. You know, you can ask me all fun you want to, but, it's a sore spot for me. Just saying, sometimes I cry.
You'll get over it.
Wow, bitch, really?
Yep.
This is why I hate you guys. That's cool though. That's cool. So yeah, I'm happy that the actress who plays Stacey is getting work. I'm kind of scared to see what happens.
So am I. Also, I think little Tyler Perry is telling us that we need to get off.
Time to go. Me, my mommy.
Man, 15 minutes early, freaking kid.
I know, right?
Considering we started so early, has he already? Man.
Because he just knows it's been an hour that mama has been busy, and he's not here for that.
Yeah, he's giving me the face right now.
Let's get him going here.
Yeah, you're not here for that.
Right, he is not here for that at all.
He's so adorable.
Okay.
Wait, can I take a moment to shout out Maria and my hate for her, because she's sending me advertisements for Flip Burger. There is not a Flip Burger in California. Why are you doing this? Why do you hate me? Why?
That damn burger.
Can we talk about your lovely singing voice?
Yeah, we should. Yes, let's talk about it.
Well, I think the only thing we could say now is goodbye.
We could talk about your lovely singing voice and how you try to hide it, even though you keep posting stuff on Tumblr of your recording of your singing voice. But then you don't
it's fun to do or whatever. Like the first one when I did that Rihanna song, I did it because I thought it was going to be funny because I say shine bright like a diamond all the time. And I was like, oh, my friends are going to think this. This is hilarious, right? So I posted it and then Maria just blasted it everywhere. And I was like, okay, that sucks. Now I'm embarrassed. And so then like the last one. No, the other one that I did, I was like, okay, I'm going to post it, but Maria, don't show anyone. And of course, she ignored me and then posted it everywhere. And I was like, Maria, there are stipulations. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that there were stipulations on it. And then this last one, I had put it in my queue and forgetting how many things that were supposed to go out of my queue in a day. I was like, okay, I'm going to put it in my queue. I'm going to talk to Maria and be like, Maria, don't share this with anyone. But then it posted before I could talk to Maria. And of course, she put it everywhere. And so I was just like, oh, shit. Not only did she blog it, but she reblogged it again. And then, oh, by the way, Jamie and Martin Leggett, Jamie Nesbitt and Martin Leggett, you traitors.
Aw, yeah.
I saw you guys shoot that shit on G+. Traitors. You're both traitors.
Yeah, I know. Horrible. I feel so bad for you. Aw. Want to hug it out? Too bad.
Ugly singing voice. Oh, my God. The shame.
It's all right.
It's so terrible.
It's all right.
Oh, my God. Mommy. These compliments on my voice. I just can't take it. Yes, Pookers.
What's that?
Aww.
In the face.
Hookers. Fishy.
He just pulled a Stewie.
No, he can't hear you. He can't hear you say that.
Darn it. It would have been so cute over the air. Just let him say it.
I have my headphones in. Hookers can't hear anything. I'm sorry. You will not corrupt my chat.
Does he still remember Pink and what did I teach him? I taught him Pink and 2 Chainz. Does he still remember those?
Oh, yeah, he does. Thank you for that. Thank you for Pink. I don't mind Pink, but the 2 Chainz thing. Well,
does Pinky go to market?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep. Your lessons have stayed with him.
Aww.
No.
All of the bad ones, yes.
I'm so proud.
But I've not told him how to do this little Pinky Market song.
Oh, no,
I just taught him how to count the number of chains. Situation. I don't see the problem here.
Hookers, say 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
How many chains? Go, how many chains?
How many chains?
Blood.
Like I'm not ready. How many chains?
Change.
How many chains?
Change.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not really.
He's not here for it. That's fine.
Tell him.
I'll reteach him next time I'm out there.
Queen. Let him just come on.
Hey.
Oh, you know what? There are call child services. Fine. But if they call child services on me, it's your fault. This is on your head. Pookers. Say fishy queen.
Fishy queen.
Yes.
He's so adorable.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like someone should come take your child now. I'm just saying.
All right, you guys. I think it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah. You can do the wrap-up since you're here. Boom.
Oh, okay. Okay. Follow us on everything. Make sure you go to nerdgasmnoir.net. There you can find out how to follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Google+, pretty much any social network you can think of, we're there. You can also find out how to donate to us, whether it be donating to us your Twitter account, so that way when we tweet out episodes, you can tweet it out as well, or donating us money to our PayPal account so we could buy cool shit for the show. Also on the website, you'll be able to find out how you can download us and listen to us in whatever format you like to listen to, whether it be iTunes, RSS, Stitcher, pretty much any way you can think of to follow us. All of that's going to be on the nifty right-hand sidebar when you go on to nerdgasmnoir.net. Also, if you want to leave us a message, make sure you give us a call at 312-574-0591. Again, give us a call at 312-574-0591. Anything else, ladies?
Nope, I think you might cover it.
Make sure to vote for us in the Black Weblog Awards for Best Group Blog.
Or I will kill your phone.
And Best Podcast.
Vote for Best Podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, because I don't want JP over here gloating if Operation Cubicle wins. Not that I don't love Operation Cubicle.
You know what?
But I'm not having the rest in my face.
Shut your face, Deanna. Wait, okay. Actually. Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye.